Research has shown that grateful thinking can improve your mood and increase overall well-being. One way to expand grateful thinking is to practice appreciation. One of the reasons why gratitude lists are sometimes less effective than they could be is because we often list the same things over and over again in generic ways, such as, I'm grateful for my family, or I appreciate my home. But if we get more specific, thinking, I appreciate how my daughter walked around the car to give me a kiss goodbye this morning, or I appreciate the cozy, warm blanket I have on my couch and how it keeps my cold feet warm, then it creates a deeper sensation of gratitude in us than just general listing does. So take a moment and find a comfortable, seated position and take three deep breaths. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully. Inhaling and exhaling. And one more, inhaling and exhaling. Now, take a moment to think of one thing that you appreciate about yourself right now. It could be something as simple as appreciating yourself for joining this 30-day meditation challenge and taking 5 minutes out of your day to do this practice. Or you may want to appreciate one of your unique qualities, such as the ability to take charge in an uncertain environment. Whatever comes to mind is just fine. Now, spend a few moments thinking of two more things that you appreciate about yourself while continuing to inhale and exhale in a calm and relaxed manner. As you go about your day today, come back to these three things that you appreciate about yourself whenever you remember. If you'd like, you can even spend a few minutes journaling right now. As you do, you will notice that there is a lot about you worth celebrating. You are truly magnificent and completely unique. As Marianne Williamson says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Have a self-loving day.